Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, April 22nd. It's also Earth Day 2022. Oh, I'm so excited. I have such big plans this weekend. Not only am I going to see my beautiful niece, I love her so much. She's such a good little singer. Mm-hmm. She's a little Julie.
And she's a hot redhead.
Lavery.
Julie Lavery.
Which makes her a jewel.
Yeah. That's why they named her Julie.
Aren't nearly enough hot redheads.
You know, it's funny because I can't really say that I watched too many people grow up, but she was a 2-year-old when I got with John. And
oh
now
my God.
And I remember the first time I ever really hung out with her as a baby, we were in Maine. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, Maggie and Paul, had rented a beach house. Cabin. We were all in one room together, basically. So John and I showed up late. The kids were already asleep. And I got a single. They wouldn't let us sleep in the same bed, obviously, because we were just kids. And so I was slept in there. And I sit up in the morning. And Julie's sitting there playing with, like, a doll. And she's 2 years old. And she goes, "Hey, you in here?" So whenever we see someone in 30-plus years later, whenever someone is in a room and we didn't realize it, we always go, "Hey, you in here?" And then one time she yelled at me because I was like, "Hey, get out here, Julie. Hurry up." She's in there with her dad and she's got like a fake razor, but she has shaving cream all over her face. Mm-hmm. She goes, "I'm taving."
Paving?
Taving. I'm taving.
Taving.
So nice. That's Julie. And then she grew up and then I watched her go to college. I watched her get married and I watched her, rock and roll cruise ship star. She was, who's the writer? Ariel.
Oh,
she worked
Ariel
at Disney World for a few years.
She's been
there
around. They've cruised all the stuff. What's the husband do now?
He's also a musician. He's incredibly talented. They live in Nashville now and they've decided to do their own thing. They have a project together and they appear on Instagram a lot together, but they seem to be trying to get their own careers going.
All right.
I guess it'd be good if either one of them ever makes it big, then the other one benefits, right? Mm-hmm. They're a very cute couple, Spencer and Julie. So anyways, I'm excited. I get to see them tonight and then, but I don't think John's going to get laid this weekend. I'm trying to figure out a place to fit it in. I just can't seem to shoehorn that thing into the schedule.
Well, why don't you walk it down the hall when we're done here and hand it over?
Because my niece and her friend are here.
That's not that hard.
They're not in the bedroom with you, and you've done it with your kids in the house a million times.
Yeah, it just feels inappropriate. You know
what
I mean? What
she's saying is any excuse not to.
Right, exactly.
I don't even know if John's up. Hey, are you up?
Well, now
he is. He's not up. He can't hear me from here in that room. That room's all quiet.
Right. Anyway. You up?
Hey! Hey, you up?
You in here?
Such a fucking delight. It must be just amazing to be married to me, don't you think?
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Hey, are you up or what?
Hey!
It's so funny. I'm always like, what's on your to-do list today? Because I always have an agenda, so I always try to make it as though I was going to help him with his. I think he sees through.
After all these years.
Anyway. Hey, I'm looking at my list of bad advices that people have sent, and we need more. Mm. I would like to encourage you to send. I have a few, and we'll get to a few today, but we love reading your stories. We love reading your questions and problems. No problem too big, no problem too small. Give it to us. We'll shake out the solution. Can't believe we're such a good therapist. Send them, please, to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Also, because I haven't mentioned it in a while, if you want a daily reminder for this secret show, because it airs, I know it's sort of wonky, 10 o'clock in the morning, you have to remember to tune into the Odyssey app. You can, I have like a little text community. It's just an app, but you can text me. I read it. There's no machine involved. It's me and you texting 415-358-1965. just hit me and tell me if you want those notifications. And I'd be happy. This one, you know, we mentioned this from time to time. But I think it bears repeating. So here we go. Sarah, Vinny, Bernie, Coco. Please don't say my name. I've been listening to the live show since, I don't know, 12 years now. And started listening to The Secret Show during the pandemic. Fucking pandemic. Well, we're glad you joined us. Thank you. During the April 1st Secret Show, Vinny mentioned his wife uses a particular adult toy and it works pretty well for both of them. She has your quote as, she arrives and I immediately follow. With something along the lines of what
that's your Vinny impression
said.
Of me.
She arrives and I immediately follow. Could you please share the name of said toy? Where did you buy it? And married for a little over 20 years now, please help me out. Grateful to
it's
have you in
It's the Lilo, and it's a little egg-shaped vibrator that has a plus and minus. We only use those. There's another button that can change the... and you don't want that.
Or
at least, I don't know who wants that, but nobody I know wants that.
I like it turned all the way up and stuck in that one place.
Right.
And leave it alone. Don't move me too much. You're distracting me. Go slower.
Well, she likes a cock thrown in her and then the vibrator on her. Mm-hmm. But I will sometimes do multiple things
sure,
to
all
get
kinds
that going.
Of
yeah, but
right.
either way, that's the one. It's a Lilo. It looks like a little egg. Ours
like
is
a
pink.
Bent egg, right? It's sort of like almost like it would be easy to hold with your thumb in one place. That's the exact one that I use.
What's
and,
weird is
they're not cheap. But they're
Someone
good.
Had mentioned the Womanizer being this thing that just works better than any on the market.
Yep.
And I bought it for her. Got it home. I was excited for her to try the thing and see how it worked. And she's not willing to even go through the sort of...
tutorial.
Well, we know how to turn it on, but there's just a learning curve with the thing. It's like a weird suction kind of thing.
And you've talked about this, right? Like it's a place you have to almost have a, you have to close it so that there can be suction.
Right. It has to like sort of, whether
sit
you want
in
it
the right
on
place.
Or directly on or at the side, whatever. But she just was like, you know what I want? I want that and penis and we're good. And I just went, but we haven't even not willing to.
Yeah. Just wasn't working for her.
Yeah. So anyway,
if she has something that works for her.
But I'm saying others have raved about this thing called the Womanizer, and we never got a chance to really see it work.
Right. It is true. You do have your go-to stuff, and I will say this about the Lilo egg thing. I used the first one to death and said, I'm going to need another one of that exact model. Mm-hmm. And they're expensive. They're like $120 or something. And look, you can go to CVS and just get a little pocket rocket. And those work too. But you know what they sound like?
Well, look, I don't know
Lilos
why.
Are soft.
People will spend quiet. Any amount on all kinds of crap. But for some reason, for your sex life, you won't?
Like, I know.
Come on.
And I like the Lilo too because I charge it with my computer. It's a little thing you just... charge it up on your computer so you're not having to replace batteries or, you know, any of that stuff. You just, it does. It is weird though. Like one time I was charging my Lilo up. And so I have the computer set up in the laundry room because that's sort of where my office is, like those files and stuff there and the printer. And so my computer's sitting there and I plug the thing in and I put it behind the computer, like the top of the laptop's up and I put it
dig
behind
it. Got it. Yeah.
So that no one can see that because it flashes lights like I'm charging and I'm a sex toy.
Right.
You know, like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I had totally forgotten about it. I think I put it on the thing maybe on like a Monday. And then on Thursday, my housekeeper came. I'm sure she knows that we have drawers full of stuff. So I'm sure it was no surprise, but it was still kind of humiliating because I could tell that she had moved the computer to clean.
Oh, well.
And then there's
egg
flashing.
If she doesn't know about colors. It, then what she could learn from that moment is she should get one of those.
Right.
I'm sure she
knows.
This
is the one. I wish she'd asked me. I would have said, oh, geez, Brenda, this is this one. Wow.
Well,
it is so stimulating and so quiet.
The one at our house, I make sure it's charged because it's part of our routine. And if I'm we're on a roll and the thing dies. Now we're then we're stopped and we're checking it. Is it just, did someone touch this? What happened here? So I make sure it's charged and that, you know, my go at some sex isn't interrupted with anything.
That is lovely that you're in charge of charging. Look, that speaks to your motivation.
I wish I got a lot more sex. We've got two little kids. We've had a pin. Like, there's a ton of stuff.
Sure.
I usually get one shot a week, and I want that to last as long as possible, and I want it to go seamless for everyone involved. I don't want no trouble. And then when it's done, I can go, all right, well.
Then do you say, give me that, and then you wash it, and you take it and charge it?
Not right away, but I'll usually, you know, as we're getting towards the weekend or towards my chance, I earlier in the day, I will usually, like, put it on the charger, make sure it's good.
Oh, so that day, you're like, this is my shot.
This is my shot. I want some milk, and I want it to go well.
I'm also the keeper of the toys.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. I feel responsible for my own toys. That's, I don't think that John would ever be expected to, I mean, not that I've ever asked him, but even the toys that he buys me, I have to charge.
I think
I'm in charge of that.
If I don't do that, she won't even bother. And then,
well, I might need it during the week to try to get to sleep. So I make sure that fucker's charged. I want that to be right. Cause I'll tell you, when it's half charged, it's no good. You want it fully. You want the full charge. Every two times I use it. I'll be like, it's got to go.
Yeah, that one's so good, and I don't remember all the ones that I've, you know, from partners in the past or even with you know, Christina. Yeah. I don't remember all of them, but I know that one. I can feel that. When it's on her and I'm in her, I feel that. Like, I'm feeling
it. It's a good one, yeah. This Lelo is spelled L-E-L-O, and I think it's just lelo.com. Or Lelo.xxx or something. And they've got a wide variety of stuff. They're not cheap, but their stuff is great. I'm telling you, the one that I have in there is the second one I've owned. I'm probably getting 5 years out of each one of those. I'll get another one of those. Yeah, it's
really
totally
good.
Worth it. Grateful to have you in my life. And this person writes, sorry if the grammar's weird. English is my second language. Your grammar is fantastic.
I also got one. And it was made by Lelo, but it was sort of a dildo that goes in, and then a thing on top, kind of like the rabbit, if you remember the rabbit, kind of like that, but a Lelo. And that's another one that she just will not. I was trying to get it. I mean, look, I understand. I'm trying to get it in her, and she's sort of sitting there like that one.
Oh.
And at
that one
point,
looks like a butt plug, even. That doesn't even look like it's, well, I guess.
No, it's for the,
you know, though, the thing about that one is, because it doesn't have a, the thing about the rabbit that's nice is that it has a waggle to it. Like, it waggles around.
This one vibrates, but it doesn't waggle, but she just.
So you kind of have to hold that one still. Like, it might be hard to, I guess you could arc it in and out, but while still keeping the place
where
it
needs
to be.
Well, she wouldn't let me. She went, get that, stop it. And I went, oh, God, this thing was like almost $200. What do you mean, stop it?
It's pricey.
Press
the button. Hold still and let me get it inside you. And then she
I'm not doing it.
Said,
that's a fat one, too. That's a fatty.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I couldn't get it in her the way I needed to.
Next time we go into work, just bring it to me. I'll try it out.
All right.
I'm only kidding. I think it would be really inappropriate for us to share sex toys. Oh, but maybe you should.
Saw a brown dog get thrown your way, and it will never be discussed again.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Oh, boy. It looks like a lobster claw. Stop playing us the video. Stop playing that. You got to
sit. It's called research.
That is hilarious. Wave motion technology.
Yeah,
oh, what a good
thing. That should be a G-spot thing,
I really
right?
I want one of those. It's 164 before tax, so after tax it's probably about $200.
How much is the little egg that we like on Lelo?
Oh, let me see if I can
find that out. I think it was like $1.29.
Man, send this show to Lelo. They owe us money.
Yeah, Lelo, you should be sponsoring the Secret Show.
The one you're talking about
for
here,
years
like
we've been.
That's it.
No, that's not the one I have.
I have one like that.
Yeah, ours is pink, but it's the same thing.
Mine doesn't have that many buttons. Mine has two buttons.
Oh, no, ours has the four. But you only
and it's
on
flatter
ours,
than that. That looks big.
You just
know.
Use the plus and minus. Don't bother with the up and down buttons because those will make it do weird stuff. And then you'll be like, God damn it, just get back to normal.
What if they
and now
still
you're
sell the model I like.
There you are having sex.
I had this one too. Take a look at this one. You see that one?
Oh. Yeah, that we didn't like that one.
Yeah, that one's great because it's smaller. I like this one. This one's crazy. I don't know why it's like $300, $370.
Well, it's made of gold.
Yeah, maybe. I have no idea. Maybe that's a limited edition or something.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, their stuff is good though.
Close that site.
Okay. Don't say my name. I'm behind a bit on my podcast from your daily show, and I keep hearing the issue of Will Smith at the Oscars coming up. And although I agree that violence is never the answer in any situation, I would like to at least give you another perspective with this incident. This person seems like English is their second. Oh, my God. This is three huge, long pages. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. I don't know.
Settle
about
in,
this.
Everyone.
This I don't know.
Well, let's see where it goes. Let's start, and we'll all bang it when it gets to that. To the
women
point where...
and their hair. It's a multi-billion dollar industry for a reason. I am a woman in my early 50s. I started to lose my hair in my early 20s, female pattern baldness. As time went on, my hair got thinner and thinner to the point where I wouldn't want to be in the sun around people. They could see right through it. I would not sit under a lamp at restaurants, stop going to events where people would sit right behind me. I wanted to wear a hat. I wouldn't dunk my head in the pool. I mean, all the things that would be, is terrible. In my 30s, I worked up the courage to get hair replacement surgery and saved up my $8,000 to get it done.
Oof.
A few days afterward, my hair went into shock, which is a rare side effect of the surgery. I absolutely panicked. The surgery center tried to help, but all they could do was give me awful wigs. I had to wear a hat every day in public for a year until my hair came back enough to get through with a headband, and even that didn't help much. I had to go to work with a hat every day. Her kid was 4 years old. He would come in and say, Mom, why is your hair falling out? And that crushed her too. I wanted to feel sexy. What does it mean to your life? People say just shave it. That's only confirmation of how different it is for men. Think about if Christina didn't have hair and went bald, how you would feel, how she would feel. Think of all the business meetings.
Well, look, before you go any farther, I get the point she's making, and it's very possible. Someone even mentioned Chris Rock did the voiceover for a documentary about black women in their hair.
Uh-huh.
And so he has an idea how important that is to her, blah, blah, blah. All that, point taken. Still, Will Smith, you don't get to go up on stage and hit anybody, whether it's another black guy or a lady or some other dude, whatever race, color, sexuality.
You don't get to hit people.
You don't get to go up on stage and hit people.
On the friggin' Oscars, for God's sake. Like,
and
what on earth were you thinking?
As bad as that was, you didn't even hear the thud in the room because many were still like, is this a bit? Until he screamed out, keep my, you know, that part. And you heard the room go, oh.
Oh, boy.
And it was then that you went, it's not a bit. And then, so, look, I get what you're saying about hair being important.
Yes.
And I get that he's a guy who loves his wife, although the latest reports are it's going to be a big, ugly divorce, and it's coming our way soon. So yep. I don't know what to believe. I don't know how that would have gotten out there.
Yeah, I think, Vinny, your takeaway on this is absolutely right. She's asking not to say her name, but we are perceiving strongly that you have struggled with your hair. My heart goes out to you that actually it sounds like a nightmare. I'd be super bummed if I started losing my hair. I don't want to wear a wig the rest of my life or a hat or you know, whatever other.
When my
situation.
Mom went through that, when she lost her hair, so when Chris Rock made that joke, I did think of my mom, and it's like she couldn't help it. Same with Jada Pinkett Smith, but like Vinny said, you still don't go up and hit somebody.
Yeah, the bottom line is there is no excuse.
Yeah, so I, from my perspective of my mom going through that, I totally understand. My mom had the same feelings you did. Like when she did start going back to work and it was still remote, anytime it was a Zoom meeting, she always had her camera off. And she hated having short hair. and or none at all, because she would go get it shaved because it would come back patchy.
Yeah, until it comes back weird.
It came back completely different than what she used to have it as. She used to have super, super curly hair, and it's not like that anymore, which she expected because her coworkers who've gone through it told her that. But she couldn't do the wigs because the wigs were too hot. She'd get overheated. So she just didn't really want to go out anymore or explain herself. But, I mean, it was obvious, though, like, she's going through something.
Right.
And I always told my mom, like, whoever says anything to you, like a grown person saying, hey, where's your hair at? They're the fucking assholes, not you. So, but it's easier said than done. You're not going through it.
Look, I think while it's rare for a woman to experience this, it's obvious it's traumatic. I'd also say 50% of the men on the planet experience hair loss, and many of them find it to be just as traumatic. It's as if they're no... And you hear women who they're hoping to get attention from saying things like, at least he's got his hair. Like, that is one of those things for guys that they can be really just as equally paranoid and injured by it as a woman can.
It's
and
just
I'm
that
not
it's
calling
so much more common, so it has become
acceptable
to, and sort
to
of
be
normal,
like,
and
very blatant about it with guys, like, oh, well, you know, he's bald, or more importantly, oh my God, at least he's got his hair. Right. Now look, I am bald. I shave my head every day. I don't give one fuck about it. So I'm not going to pretend to be in this party. As far I've been shaving my head on and off since I'm a little boy. It doesn't mean shit to me. But I get that for someone, any whatever it is, like in my case, I've got this giant nose. Don't say anything, Coco. I'm blocking your picture. And I can't leave the house without it. I've tried. It comes with me everywhere I go, and it enters the room before I do. So
she
look,
said she'd go for two
so
for one
mine.
Rhinoplasty.
Look at mine. So does mine.
Get out of here.
No worries. I have the biggest nose out of
get
all
a
my
deal.
Sisters.
Get it together.
Anyway, I'm just kidding.
From about $4,000 to $15,000.
Yeah, you guys want the higher
I'm
end.
I'm not
one,
getting
sure.
Disco nose or a discount nose job. Forget it. It's the middle of my face. It better be done perfectly.
Can we have a plastic surgeon sponsor the secret show?
Yeah,
we
can we
go?
Have a plastic oh surgeon
God,
come in and talk about how great you're... Oh, my God. I would love it if you guys both got nose jobs. That would be hilarious.
I just want this bump to go down a little bit.
You're fine. So. Both of you are perfect. It's part of who you are. We're used to your faces. Your faces don't scream big nose to us.
Well, it's like the profile. Right. When you look at your profile, you're like, oh, look at that honker. Like,
just the
yeah.
way you are.
Except that when Sarah and I are in the same room and I turn too fast, she ducks. It's not funny, Sarah.
Boom, coming over.
It's not funny. Anyway, I'm just saying, look, I get it can be traumatic and troubling, and I understand what this lady's saying, and I understand there are even men out there who get they get plugs or they wear hats. The most disturbing story I've ever seen about a dude's hair loss was the one on what's the show about the five gay guys that fix people?
Oh,
Queer
right.
Eye.
Queer Eye.
Queer Eye for the show.
There was
guy.
A dude who was married with kids, and he was getting a makeover by these guys, and he wouldn't even let his wife see him without his hairpiece on. And when do you remember this? Do you remember
I remember you telling me about this one. I don't think I saw it.
This guy kept his wig glued and taped to his head at all times so no one would ever see him without it. And when they started asking questions about it, of his family, and it turns out his mom was the one behind his lack of confidence and was the one saying, you can't let anyone see you like that. That's awful. So this guy's going to bed with his wife with a wig taped to his head. Ugh.
And it was so traumatic and tearful, but then he was free.
Oh, they pulled it off, but I don't know that he kept it off. And the mom was like, ugh.
God, mother's
so,
the worst.
I don't know that for all we know right now, there's a guy who was on that show one time who's wearing an afro as we speak. I don't know what he's, you know, where that's gone. But
right.
I do realize it's traumatic. I don't believe you can hit someone, anyone ever because of that.
And
though.
That's the thing. It's not I don't think it's at all about her alopecia
at all.
Him making jokes. It's about Will Smith's self-control. That was a mistake on so many levels.
And let me say another thing about the Will Smith thing real quick.
Go.
I read this recently, and I don't know enough about them to know what's fact or fiction. Apparently, he was seeing other people, too.
Yeah, that's what was the agreement.
Right.
So there was some
young actress that he was.
I'm like, okay, the way I first heard the story, he's getting played. He's one of the world's biggest movie stars. He's in love with a lady who's sleeping with somebody else, and he has to eat that. That's awful. I mean, actually, you could be, you know, Frank at the grocery store, and if you have to eat your wife sleeping with someone else, that sucks.
Terrible.
So I felt bad for him on that level, and maybe that explains some of what made him decide he had to defend her honor or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to find out that he was boning other chicks too makes me think, what the fuck? I'm no longer feeling sorry for him at all if he was with other people too.
Yeah, they were both in an open relationship.
But I think the difference was, I think the August guy like came out with something and said it, and then Jada was just so quick to confirm it. That was like the difference, which she's owning up to her truth, which she's very big about on Red Table Talk. But I think she was just so open about it that, and Will wanted to keep that quiet.
Right.
So I think that's the difference.
Yes, this is what our situation is, but we don't talk about Bruno.
No.
No. Yeah, this August guy really just, honestly, I'd never heard August Alsina's name before he told everyone that he fucked Jada Pinkett Smith. And then they had to sort of go, okay, well, this is the agreement.
I wonder what
we
their
have.
Kids think. Their kids haven't, like Willow and Jada, and they haven't said anything, but I would be like, what the fuck is going on with my parents?
Well, I actually think they probably are pretty open. They must be pretty open about it, especially after the August incident. Jada Pinkett Smith, there were some teases about the Red Table Talk coming back. They've started a new season. It's like a Facebook show, I guess. And it sounded like from the trailer that we had watched on it, there was zero about the slap, but that's because they're all pre-taped. They actually, when they came back, they did title cards. They were at the beginning of the first episode was on Wednesday, and the title card read, some of the discoveries around our healing will be shared at the table when the time calls. Until then, the table will continue offering itself to powerful, inspiring, and healing testimonies like that of our incredibly impressive first guest. And then they cut to a pre-tape thing. But they basically said, considering all that's happened in the last few weeks, the Smith family has been focused on deep healing. So they referenced it in these title cards, like, we're going to get to it. We just have all this other stuff first. I guess trying to downplay it like it's not that big a deal.
Well, I don't know what they think they're going to be able to accomplish by coming out and confronting it. I do think, you know, he tried to deal with it that night when he accepted his award, and that was a fail. And I do think he's written his apology, which I think we all needed to see. But I don't know in what world he's going to be able to excuse away what he did.
I'm for sure going to watch that.
Yeah, most people will. It'll be really interesting to see.
The Tonys are coming up, and they, because of the slap, Slap Academy Awards, they're calling them, or someone is,
Bryn,
I don't know, maybe
come
it's
on.
Me. No, it's not my joke.
Oh,
and it's
all right.
Also,
take it back, Bryn.
Run it backwards. Retract that. So the Tony Awards are saying you will face severe consequences if you... It's a whole anti-slap advisory that they sent out to potential ticket holders and
but they're all grown adults. The fact that they have to
it's
that.
So stupid.
What
that
is this daycare?
The Tony Awards has a strict no violence policy. Read the notice. In the event of an incident, the perpetrator will be removed from the event immediately, which is absolutely what should have happened to Will Smith. You don't get to hit anybody. I get it. Everyone was stunned. It had never happened before. It's the Oscars. What do we do? This guy's about to win Best Actor Oscar.
No, that's a director fail. That's a, like, absolutely who was ever running that show, whoever, whatever their name is, they failed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And those bogus stories about how, well, we asked him to leave and he said no. That's
not
true.
No.
I don't believe that for a second.
You never finished that email, right?
Oh, no. It honestly, it is Did you look at this thing? It is
Just jump to the end. She's basically saying that in some way, her husband probably would have reacted a certain way.
Oh.
My husband is not a violent person by any means, but he loves me to his core and has proven it over and over. So when this event with Will Smith occurred and we both saw the look on Jada's face, my husband said, I would have done a lot more than slap him. They would have had to drag me out of there.
I mean, even if Will Smith just stayed in his seat and continued yelling at him, I think that's different. It's the fact that he was physical.
Right.
Like, if you just cussed him out from his seat, like, that's one thing. But to...
Yeah, and listen, I you know, I hear you, and I think that that's lovely that that's what your husband has to say, and that you have found someone who is so supportive and loves you so much. There's just really, I really think that violence is it ever the answer? I can't think of a time when it's the answer.
Look, Mr. Anonymous Letter Writer, the husband to Mrs. Anonymous Letter Writer, you're not a billion-dollar business.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith fucking knows better than what he did. Just beyond, like, that guy takes great care in manicuring the perfect Hollywood persona, and he threw it all away that night. And whatever he's going to have to say about it, I'll be there just like Coco will and probably the rest of the world, but none of it's going to work.
Yeah. I mean, I got my dad and my sisters and I were very, like, protective and defensive when everything was going on with my mom. I understand it's a completely different case because she got the surgery. My mom lost her hair, but she has it back. But during that time, she was very vulnerable.
Sure.
So if anybody said anything, I for sure would have cussed them out, but I wouldn't have hit them. Like, I would have killed people with
pillow hands. Wouldn't do anything.
Oh, I can do some damage, but
she does have nails. Yeah. She does have nails. That's true. You could claw someone's eyes out pretty good.
One time in high school, this girl tried to like cuss me out.
You want to tell this?
I didn't hit her.
All right.
She tried to cuss me out, and I was like, "What? What the fuck are you yelling at me for? My left tit can punch you out right now." Because she came to my boob.
She does have pretty big boobs.
But she came right to my chest line.
She was short.
Yeah. And she was tiny. So I'm like, what the fuck are you saying to me right now? Like, you're mad because I had lunch with your friend. We're really at that level. Like, my left tit can kick your ass right now. So let's just go to fifth period and deal with this later.
Wow, but I was just like,
you were such a badass middle schooler. I can't even get over it.
That was my junior year. But
like, you were such a badass high schooler.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's tits or the pillow hand, they're both pretty soft.
I know.
I don't feel like they're soft. You're right.
Maybe if she has that steel cut bra on, the one with like all the spikes coming out of it.
Like the Madonna cones.
Yeah, exactly.
I just poke your eye right out. I was just livid with rage because she like stopped me and like yelled at me during passing period.
For eating with her friend?
Yeah, it was this whole thing. Like, she felt left out or whatever, but I wasn't really friends with her. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just wanting lunch. Why? And then we're cool now. But like,
you threatened her with a tit and she went, well, I can't handle that.
Yeah. So. I mean, it wasn't my best one, but I just thought it was funny.
That's a pretty good one. You and your pillow hands and your big soft titties. Okay,
well, I'm great with the comebacks.
Let's conclude. Yeah. Okay, so in conclusion, now normally my friend Deepak makes appearances via text on our regular show, but I forgot to mention him because I didn't even realize we were closing out the show until 5 minutes into our conversation when you said, no, this is all in. And I went, oh, dear God. Anyway, what I wanted to say is Deepak wrote me and said, I love you guys. Thanks for making me laugh. And I went, oh, Deepak.
That's so nice.
Isn't that nice?
It's really, really nice.
That's what he wrote this morning.
Thanks, Deepak.
7:45, Deepak wrote. Totally I love you guys. Butt. Thank you.
What were we talking about? Was that the toilet time? We were talking about the lady reaching into the toilet. That's definitely when that was.
Okay. Right? Well, either way.
What was the timestamp on that?
7:45.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then that was about that.
Oh, so okay. Good.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks for enjoying our toilet talk. See, that guy's an educated doctor. And he liked it. So I don't want to hear your text saying that we have the mentality of a 9-year-old.
Big dumb dummy heads. We're not.
We're not the ones who went in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just told you the story. We feel like you needed to know.
Right. The end.